CJ, don't shoot the messenger, and don't let anyone else shoot him either. Ryan says, we have a couple rounds of moisture moving through this week, and that begins with on-again, off-again moisture this weekend that will put planners back on the sidelines.
First round of activity gets started Friday afternoon, evening, right on through Saturday morning and midday. I think we're looking at anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch with coverage at 90% of Michigan. So good moisture there. We should be looking at it moving out by Saturday mid-afternoon at the latest, and we should dry out overnight Saturday night through Sunday.
Martin says the second round is a big weather system that sets up over Wisconsin and the Great Lakes region.
That could trigger some fairly substantial rains a Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and through Memorial Day Monday. At this point, I'm penciling in anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches with coverage at 100% of Michigan. We also see this having a long tail with wraparound moisture kind of circulating around the low in the Great Lakes through Monday overnight into Tuesday. That could trigger another few hundredths to a quarter of an inch by the time we get to Tuesday afternoon.
Martin adds that he won't rule out a scattered shower or two over Michigan early Wednesday.
But otherwise, we're mostly dry Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Our next round of moisture probably doesn't show up until the first into the second. So there's a window of opportunity for drying. What we can do with that window just depends on how much moisture we truly end up with out of that Sunday, Monday, early Tuesday event.
You can find more forecast details from Martin later today at MichiganAgToday.com. Presented by Greenstone Farm Credit Services, GreenstoneFCS.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.